Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Reinhardtify, he had 4 goals tonight.
Really?
And
he had 4 of their 5 goals?
And the last one with the empty netter, I'm pretty sure he got. But
who's getting the Conn Smythe? Are they giving it to Sam Bennett?
No, I don't believe so.
I'll name the only player I know, Brad Marchand. He scored 2 goals the other night.
Yeah, he did. He did. I was talking with some of my hockey boys earlier, and they were all saying Sam Bennett. I was like, well, can McDavid or Corey Perry or
Sam Bennett is your Conn Smythe.
Nice. Hey, look at that. Hockey guy.
Look at you.
Hey, that guy that you might golf with that I'm going to beat his ass, you tell him that I know hockey better than him.
Take him out at his knees.
You
do the old Rey Mysterio versus Big Show.
You tell him that I know hockey better than him.
You do.
All right, I got to stop this bit. Jason Sukanik is one of the most lovely people I've ever worked with in my entire life.
I would
do anything in the world to work with that man every day of my life.
I will say that
he's fantastic.
Sam Reinhart's first goal of this game, though, was absolutely disgusting.
Just sexy.
Oh, dude, he stole the puck and just weep around one guy, and as he was falling away, just like, put in. Dude,
I know I'm falling down, but it don't matter.
I texted multiple people on that. I was just like, dude.
When your sports fans get tight about a sport you don't really follow, that must be a big deal.
Yeah.
If you text me, check out this hockey goal, I'd be like, well, gotta go check out that hockey goal.
I was this close.
If you were like, did you see that
ball? To running in this studio.
Did you see that ball from Trevor Lawrence? I'd be like, I'll watch that later.
I was this close to coming into this studio and saying to
taking
Suk,
over their show.
No, and chiming in to Suk on the commercial. I'm like, dude,
I need a microphone. That's
did
it.
Did you
Stop
see
it.
That goal? My God.
We got Fair or Foul coming up at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, but let's dive into this, guys. I love voting for the All-Star Game. I absolutely love it. I think it is a duty as a fan to vote for the All-Star
Game.
As an American.
It is my right to vote.
And if you live in Canada, vote for your crappy Blue Jays.
And what's funny is, as an American, I will probably vote for mostly non-Americans because I think they're better at baseball than us. But I love this. I love this. I think it has good talk. And I think what's fascinating about the All-Star, as I'm here on the MLB website, you can look at, they have each position, A to Z, but you can also rank them based on average,
yep,
home runs,
name,
RBIs, and OPS.
I'm going to just go with whoever first is in the name list. However it's listed alphabetically.
Jonathan Aranda, come on down.
Well, I mean, honestly.
I know, it's so funny.
He's like,
that's kind of what I want to get at. I think it's really fun that they're giving these, but of all these metrics, is OPS not the ultimate one?
At this point,
I mean, you could factor in like the defensive values that you like, etc. Some little intangibles, clutch hitting, like Pete Alonso. If he were not the OPS leader at first base, I'd be like, well, I've seen this guy hit big time home runs in big moments.
Well, and here's the thing: if you have you and a player have similar OPS, but someone is batting 290 versus 220, it's like, okay, well, someone here just hits, someone here just hits dongs while this guy is doing it in every which way.
Right.
So,
well, let's dive into this, Joe. We're in the American League at first base. Who you got?
Well, I think we already said his name out loud.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to put the
dude who nobody knew of coming into this season, leading the Blue Jay, or excuse me, the Rays offensively.
Rays doing Rays things.
Yes, very much so. I'm going with Arenado.
I think I'm with you. Boy, I want to give a vote to Spencer Torkelson so bad.
I hear you, but they,
but it's more of a comeback player of the year kind of vibe.
Yeah,
Paul Goldschmidt's
he's
leading.
He's got the power, but Arenado has better OPS and he has better average.
Paul Goldschmidt is leading. He has had a very nice comeback season.
Well, that's
for the
classic
Yankees,
Yankee,
because he looked pretty bad last year, but that protection in the lineup has made him look good. Vladdy at two is the most Toronto thing I've ever seen in my
life. Come on. What are we doing?
I'm with you. I'm going Rays.
National League? What are you going there? Because I feel like you can make a compelling argument for both one and two.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the best first baseman in baseball. I'm going to go with the future Hall of Famer. I'm going to take Freddie Freeman. I see Pete Alonso. I see what you're doing. I also know that Freddie is in the most protected lineup I've ever seen in my entire life in the Los Angeles Dodgers. But I think Freddie is on a mission. Freddie is on a mission to be a Hall of Famer and to rack up as many rings as possible. And the fact that he's batting over 300 with almost, you know, double-digit home runs, the OPS, he's the leader of that team. I'm going to go Freddie.
Well, I'm going to go with Pete Alonso because he is only .004 under 300, has double-digit home runs.
Okay hitter.
And
okay
has
hitter.
A .960 OPS. And I'm also just...
Pretty good, not elite, though.
But also...
Is Joe Flacco elite?
.960. What are we wait, what? And also, I am looking at this as rewarding him for the year that he's had.
Yeah, he's been
over
really good.
The pantheon of their careers, who is the better player, who will go down as the better player, it's going to be Freddie Freeman.
For sure. I'm not voting that way.
Oh, I'm not saying you are.
I
want
to make that
but,
clear. Like,
yeah.
I know I was kind of lamenting about him and his future and all that kind of stuff.
No, I'm
just
voting
for him now.
Yeah, how I'm saying with my vote is I want to reward Pete Alonso for the year that he is having because it's his best year that he's ever had, and also doing this in a contract year and betting on himself and almost hitting 300 with 17 home runs and 63 RBIs, and we're not even at the halfway point.
This is the best Pete Alonso we've seen.
I want to give him his props, and I'm going to vote for him.
I think he should come to Cleveland. I think that'd be great.
I mean, he already has orange in his color scheme, so Baltimore might not be a bad idea.
My favorite animal? The polar bear.
Oh, I was going to thought you were going to say an Oriole. Completely monogamous bird. It's a loyal bird.
Favorite animal? Polar bear.
Is it really?
Yep. It's my favorite animal.
How about that? I am a fan of the pachyderms. I go with elephants.
I love polar bears and orcas.
Let's vote for our favorite animals right now.
Coming up next on 10 and a Fan, the list of your favorite animals and why I'm better than you.
Jordan, do you have a differing opinions on either of
on either of these first base?
I was trying to look and see, like, first of all, I'll admit, trust me, I didn't even know who Arenado was. Like, I have not watched much Rays baseball this year.
Who does?
It's like, all right.
I do because
people
the,
in Tampa
I do
Bay
because
don't
the bar
even...
I go to, the bartender is from Tampa.
Hey,
and
I
he's
love
always
that.
Got a Rays game on a screen.
Tampa well, Bay fans don't even watch Tampa.
I actually, you're right. There's always
would
a random
to go to
player.
Snyder-Redder
so.
Field, though.
No, I'll go with you guys. I don't think there's anybody else. Like, I look down the list. Like, yeah, I like Freeman too. I mean, Harper's not hitting enough at for average. So yeah, I would say Naylor would be my sleeper pick.
Wow, old Joshy.
Well,
Joshy
he's been
boy,
hitting
he's
the
been great.
Cover off the ball. Come
wild
on,
wild card, bitches.
I think he has his highest average in his whole career so far, which means his OPS is probably the highest.
Well,
of his
that's
career,
also because so. In Cleveland, you're not allowed to hit over 220.
That's
if
fair.
You're anybody, unless you're Hosey. moving over to second base. Boy, I'll tell you what. As a kid, second base is my favorite position. I feel like there are so many great second basemen over the history of baseball. Joe Morgan, Robbie Alomar, Joey Cora. This of late has been the hardest to vote for. Second base just kind of sucks.
Yes, it does.
It just kind of sucks. Since Robbie Cano, second base kind of sucks.
Yeah. Because I'm going back and forth on a couple guys. I almost want to go a second Tampa Bay, but then I also want to go to the hateable baseball elf, and because he is such an important part of that team.
Yeah.
And he's maybe not having an insane Jose Altuve year by his standards.
But he's having a Hall of Fame caliber career, and this season is no different than any of the other ones.
Yeah, and it's also like this season, it's like, honestly, Brandon Lowe should probably have the spot. And it's funny that, you know, of course, Gleyber Torres number one, and then Jackson Holliday, honestly, I don't know how he has the second lead, but like, love the
Orioles
guy.
Fans out.
I love the guy, but I'm like, when I saw that the other day, I was like, listen, we'll take it. But I don't know. That's one of those where I think Oriole fans are like, well, we got to put our votes in for someone. So
I'm going to go with Gleyber Torres. I'm going to take Torres. And my reason with Torres is he has been the offensive piece that they needed. He is the Alex Bregman that I thought they needed. And he has been as billed. He has been the steady stronghold of that lineup. And he has been absolutely every single thing they need. And that's why I'm going to give it to him. You know who you should not do is Jazz Chisholm. That guy sucks.
No.
I hate that guy.
No.
Daniel Schneeman is a hard no. But I'll tell you what, though, Joe. The heartstrings, man, I want to click Jackson Holliday.
You don't need to.
I do. I do. I want to. Listen, I click Gleyber Torres, but I really wanted to click Jackson Holliday.
Listen, I'm letting you know you don't need to. And I'm actually, I'm going to go with Brandon Lowe because, quite honestly,
I love it.
Jose Altuve is this year, second baseman is not his primary position.
No, also think about this. Brandon Lowe doesn't play every game. Brandon Lowe doesn't play every day because he sits.
And he still has those numbers.
And
he doesn't play outfield 75% of the time.
No,
he plays second base.
He plays second base.
So, yeah, I can't believe it. I'm going Rays 2-for-2.
2-for-2 with Joe and the Rays.
My God.
The National League, I would like to jump off a cliff. Ketel Marte is leading the vote and just missed a month and a half.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
Jeff McNeil?
Oh my God. Like,
these McNeil numbers are great, but good God, do I want to vomit.
And I understand every team needs to throw out one guy out there, but I don't think we need to.
No, I don't think we need to. But if we did, I'd vote for Xavier Edwards.
Jesus. That is... Ew! I am looking at some of these stat lines. Nico Horner, bud, hit a home run whenever you want. I mean, he's batting pretty good, but still, hit a home run.
I mean, Xavier Edwards has zero.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I was like, do we really need to throw out some
You know who's really scary in the second base? When every time we do this stuff, I look at it, and I'm reminded about players that are really good that are having terrible seasons.
I am.
And that would be one, Ozzy Albies.
Yeah, it's not good, Bob.
According to OPS, he is second from the bottom above Matt McClain.
I'm going to go with Ketel Marte by basically not having any better options and the fact that he has missed time and still has put up better numbers than literally everybody on this list.
Guy's been third and fourth in MVP voting before.
I was going to say, yeah, he's an MVP vote getter. And, he's insanely good even with missing the time he is compared to everybody else.
I went with the 323 average. I clicked on old Brendan Donovan of the Cardinals.
He's been having a good year.
I'm going to go with that.
Yeah. I don't. I'm
batting near the top or the bottom of the lineup. Let it ride.
Not going to hate on you for that because it's rewarding him for a great year. But yeah, it blows my mind that Ketel Marte is literally the best second baseman in home runs, OPS, and still has a .285 average.
And has missed half the season already.
Yes, dude.
Third base in the American League, 1-2-3, Jose Ramirez.
Well, let me take a peek. Let me make sure.
Sure.
Scrolling. Ramon Urias. No.
Damn, Isaac Paredes is having a good season.
Isaac. His name is
Sorry,
Isaac.
Yeah, you're right. It is Isaac. Yeah, well, he's Isaac. Having a great season.
It's not a Sache.
I wish it was a Sache. Junior Caminero has been great of late. So if you wanted a 3-3 on the Rays, Joe, you could. Of late, Junior Caminero has been a top 20 fantasy player. So if we're looking at just stats in the last like 3-4 weeks, Caminero is amazing.
Looks kind of tasty, but yeah, no, I'm going to go Jose.
Yeah, so. Jose is the best third baseman in baseball, and it's not even close. In the National League,
well,
this
if Devers was able to get some time.
The National League.
God, I hate him so much, and I feel like I need to.
You
going to
do
it?
Do we need to talk about this, Joe?
Dude, he's so good.
I'm not going to pick him.
Who are you going to go with? Amed Rosario.
No. Although I do wish he still played in Cleveland. I think there is no doubt about it right now that the starting third baseman in the National League should be A.O. Heaneo.
Okay.
I'm rocking Suarez. The dude's got over 20 home runs. Yeah, his batting average sucks, but that's what he does. He hits dingers. He's hit 3 grand slams this year, bro.
Yeah, but I'm also going with Manny.
I'm
going
to bro you with A.O. Heaneo.
I'm going with Manny because he is a great hitter, but also probably the best fielding third baseman.
I didn't realize his average was that high. Good on him.
And again, he is an insanely good third baseman fielding the ball as well.
I'm rocking A.O. Heaneo. And that's my life, and I'm going to sit there for that. All right.
I'm rocking Manny, and I'm not happy about it.
I know. You're hella pissed. No. I'm sorry, bud. Manny's good.
He is good.
He's good.
He was good as an Oriole, too.
All right. When we come, he was good as a
Dodger. Could have been one of the greats.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
It was good as Dodger, too, that little stint.
Whatever. We don't talk about that.
All right, we come back. We'll have shortstop, catcher, and the outfield. All-star, baby. Get excited. 10-8 of the fan. People skating with a giant cup. That's going on behind me as well.
Robbie Ray at 102 pitches. I feel like I don't see triple digits next to the pitch count much
no,
these days.
No, but you know, one thing I will give Robbie Ray a ton of credit for, he is a guy that can go. He's always been a guy that can go.
They all can.
Who was the, there was a Guardians pitcher that faced the Mariners the other night that got to 100 as well before Vogt pulled him, and I was kind of shocked because it was.
Was it Ortiz?
I think so. It was.
It wasn't Bybee.
It was no.
They usually don't pitch Bybee.
It was the long-haired guy.
Yeah, Ortiz.
Yeah, 6-0
black
game.
Black guy, long,
yes,
long dreads.
Black guy, long hair, and it
we got him
like,
from Pittsburgh.
But Vogt was letting him, despite the loss, letting him wear that. It's like you need to throw some innings for us.
Yeah, the bullpen was probably taxed too. No, he can throw. Yeah, some guys can throw deep. Some guys can't. Robbie Ray to me has always been a guy like he'll go. He'll go if you throw him. All right, let's continue this All-Star voting, and I'll tell you what, Joe, here we are at shortstop. This might be my card to pull of I'm voting for stars.
Yeah, taking a peek here. Looking at names.
Jacob Wilson of the Athletics, he was called up this year, I believe, has been absolutely fantastic for them.
Yeah,
his numbers have been absolutely fantastic. Now, when you really dive into his numbers, I think technically Bobby Witt Jr. does supersede him as the best analytical shortstop going into the All-Star break from this season. So if you wanted to choose Bobby Witt, I wouldn't be shocked by that. But Jacob Wilson's, I mean, thank God not every team needs to be represented anymore, but if he did, I mean, this would be the obvious home run slam dunk.
He might just get a nod anyways, even if
he's
not the starter.
He is first leading in votes.
Man, and that's the A's.
Yes, the A's.
Surprising, like Jeremy Pena is not even up there. I feel like his year warrants him being one or two.
As far as OPS, I'm looking at these rankings based on OPS. Jeremy Pena is number 2. Mm-hmm. J.P. Crawford, number 3. Bobby Witt, number 4. Followed by Zach Neto and Gunnar Henderson and Corey Seager.
Do you see Zach Neto's rating in MLB The Show? I know that that's not like the end-all, be-all.
Is it good or is it bad?
It's 91.
Wow.
It is very good. Mike Trout still at 93. Neto at 91.
Wow.
I'm like, my God. Okay, kid.
I kind of like that. I like sports games ratings. I feel it's a little Vegas-y, like a true value.
The hitters in MLB The Show, much closer to real life. The relievers don't even try.
In the American League, I'm taking Bobby Witt Jr. I want my superstars at the forefront, and I've got a superstar shortstop, and I want him starting the All-Star game.
You know what?
This is my card I'll pull.
F it. I'm going with the theme of rewarding players for a great year. Give me Jacob Wilson.
Love it. I love it.
362, dude?
It's great.
With a 904 OPS?
It's great. And they suck.
They do.
They suck.
Yes.
I'm so wrong about that.
They do suck.
The National League, I'm going to take my boy. Easy and quick.
Yeah, he probably should.
Easy
but,
and quick.
I'm not going to because I'm going to take my boy.
I mean, if you go the Bobby Witt route of I want my stars playing, you vote for Ellie.
And that's where I'm going.
And I'm voting for Frankie. I think Frankie is the heart and soul of that New York Mets team. I know Soto is the high-priced guy. I think that team goes with Frankie Lindor. I also think he's the best defensive shortstop in baseball right now.
Nope.
Give me Frankie.
Will Smith being the first place vote getter, gag me with a spoon.
Oh, in catcher.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Is that where you are?
I already clicked Ellie De La Cruz, and that's why I was very confused.
Oh, gotcha.
Because his name was next on the list. I'm like, how is he the number one shortstop vote getter? I was like, something happened in L.A. that I'm not aware of.
Catcher's going to be fascinating right now. On the count of three in the American League, 1, 2, 3, Cal Raleigh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to just, like, glance over him and walk away.
My computer's acting weird. I accidentally selected
Alejandro Kirk.
Adley Rutschman got selected somehow. It's weird.
Austin Wells.
I hate that we're
doing this, and it's so obvious. It's like Hosey, too. Like, Hosey is far and ahead the best third baseman in the American League. Cal Raleigh is far and ahead the best catcher right now in the American League. And I hate that when we have these conversations, we're not giving them their just due because we're like, and we know it's Cal. Moving on to next.
Well, we've given him flowers throughout the year.
We have.
You know.
The National League, I will not be voting for Will Smith.
And I'm going to slap you across this stage.
Yeah.
Right now.
His numbers are really good.
Yeah. Did you know he's the number one vote getter in shortstops too? How about that?
This is going to be my, so I told you I will have a superstar card that I pull. and I'm going to pull a heartstring call.
Hold on. I'm looking through the list and seeing if I can. On a heartstring?
The guy that I think
for catcher?
Should go. For catcher.
That you think should go.
Mm-hmm.
Dear God. I mean, is it Hunter Goodman?
Nope.
I have no idea.
Baby, it's Carson Kelly. He don't even play every day.
Okay.
But I think he's been very, very good for them. Number one offense in baseball.
Okay.
And I think he's part of that.
I guess he can do that.
I'm clicking Carson Kelly. I clicked it.
I'm going to go Hunter Goodman. I'm going to give some bad teams some love in this.
Yeah,
second segment.
I love this. This is my favorite Joe Fisher right now.
Why the hell not, dude? Like Will Smith,
loser.
285, 14
Chris
runs,
Rock for life.
46 RBIs, 848 OPS. Give me Hunter Goodman. I love it. I love my Jacob Wilson and Hunter Goodman picks.
Did you see the outfield top selections?
I'm looking right now. I mean, again, you want to talk about a 1-2-3 Aaron Judge.
Well, we'll all click Aaron.
Are you talking about like leading vote getters so far?
Yeah.
So American League got Riley Green
at number two,
second.
Who's had a very, very good year.
Oh, come on.
That's what I'm saying. Can you believe that, dude? I can't. That's what I'm saying, dude. That's the most surprising thing of this whole All-Star voting thing.
Mike Trout is that
players with names still have pull. Mike Trout could start the All-Star game.
Stop.
What is this, 2016?
Stop it. Again, this isn't a lifetime.
It makes me want to vote for him. I'm not going to lie. It makes me want to vote for him.
This isn't a lifetime achievement award.
But it kind of is showing like it is.
No. No,
I'm going to click
no,
Judgy.
No.
I'm going to click Riley Green.
I'm doing both of those as well.
And
Taylor Ward.
And my bias is going to come in. I'm going to click Stephen Kwan. He's a platinum gold glove winner in left field. If he makes the starting lineup, he will bat leadoff.
This is tough because as far as like the third outfielder.
Javi Baez, I would love to put in. But he's really cooled off of late. Like, I just dropped him in fantasy.
Yeah.
I love the Javi Baez story. I'm going Judge, Green, Kwan.
Yeah, I mean...
And Kwan's the fourth vote getter.
Gosh, this is tough because, like, none of these guys, like... Oh, man, honestly, I think I might go double Detroit here. I think I might throw Kerry Carpenter in there also.
Dude, Kerry Carpenter and Spencer Torkelson and Javi Baez, like... The Tigers are the team right now of, well, this is kind of fun.
Yeah.
This is kind of fun.
I mean, like, Javi Baez has better numbers hitting-wise, but I think Kerry Carpenter has been much more influential for that team.
I agree.
Boy, this is tough. Yeah, you know what? Give me KC. Go on Kerry Carpenter.
Yeah, all right. I love it.
Yep.
Sliding over to the National League.
Okay.
100% I'm voting Kyle Tucker.
Ronald Acuña 100% is the sixth
I'm voting
leading
PCA.
Votes getter.
I know. He's been back for like 4 days.
That's what... come on.
Kyle Tucker and PCA should 100% be in the All-Star game.
Yeah, and honestly, First, I was going for my third one very quickly, and then I pulled back and I hesitated because I do want to see if there is any other options. But my instincts was going towards Corbin Carroll.
And I'm James Wood.
And I don't blame you on that one
I'm
either.
I'm the kid in D.C.
The long, lanky man of D.C. himself.
I like to throw some vets in. I like to throw some kids in. And I like to throw some under the radar in. And
God,
this
is
one of the kids.
There's a lot of good choices for outfield.
It's
in
tough.
The National League.
I mean, Corbin Carroll would be a great choice. I mean, there's also some dude named Juan Soto sitting there.
Yeah, see, but...
Who had a rough start, but he's been good of late.
Yeah, but it's still, like, his numbers compared to some of the other players out there, it's not...
Jung-Hoo Lee?
Andy Pages?
Pages.
It's Pies.
I know. I just like to say Pages because...
It does look like Pages.
It would be a funny last
Lars
name.
Nootbaar?
No.
That's a surprising one.
Kyle Stowers doing it for you? Former Oriole prospect?
I decided.
Who is it?
James Wood.
James Woods, huh?
Yep.
Singular, not plural, actually.
Singular.
James Wood.
Singular.
Not the actor. Oh, God. This is tough. This is really tough, man. but I am going to go with Corbin Carroll. I'm gonna stick with my instincts.
I think that's fine. I think that's totally fine.
He has had a great year at the dish and totally rebound. He is a great outfielder already in the field. So, I mean, I'm gonna stick with my guns and my instinct on that one.
We'll finish up with the DH.
Yes! I'm glad that we get to this point.
We'll
this
just
is
get
an easy one for me,
we'll
baby.
We'll just get the National League out of the way. Shohei.
Yeah.
Click.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm with you. He's been really, really good.
Let me hear it, baby.
He's been really good. The Orioles will have one member of the All-Star game.
He is.
And it is. It is Ryan O'Hearn.
Dude, I've been waiting for this guy to cool off for like the last three seasons, and he has not done that.
You just can't quit him.
No, dude. He has been awesome this year. He's been the only bright shining part of this offense outside of the first half of this
game
first
one.
Half of the season, Cedric Mullins. Outside of those two, really, man, I mean, he has been an absolute gem. And, yeah, seemingly the only one we can depend on to get a damn hit out there.
All right, that's it. That's Hold our on. All-Star votes.
Over-under on the days of, or the number of days, excuse me, before the All-Star game that the Orioles trade him, because he's like their only piece.
Oh,
may not have an Orioles representative in the All-Star game there, bud.
Oh, I think he's got Seattle written all over him.
Yeah. I think that I hate you guys. And
sorry,
just
Jones.
Let us have this one guy play good for us for the rest of the year. And, yeah, piss off. He's mine.
You can't have nice things.
My vote is submitted.
Oh, I got to give all my information?
Yeah, I gave my life away.
Dude.
They already have all my life, dude. MLB.com has all my life.
That is annoying.
Dude, my password is my team sucks.
Speaking of MLB.com.
They ask you what your favorite team is.
The Devers jerseys, the Green Monster ones that just went on sale like a couple
yeah?
weeks ago. Because he was traded, they went down to $70, which is $100 off the list price. Yeah, I bought like the last one. They went out of stock like
that. You just going to flip it?
No, I'm going to wear it. I love number 11.
You're going to wear a Devers Boston green jersey?
My wife lives in Boston. She's from Boston, and her family still lives there. So when we go sit on the Green Monster, I will wear a Red Sox number 11 Green Monster jersey. You know someone else is going to take the number 11, so it won't be a Devers jersey for long.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Jordan Schultz.
That's a good point.
Never surprises me.
That is a good point.
Well, there's
though.
No name
Never
on the back.
Fails
yeah,
to surprise
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I just remembered that. Yeah.
Never fails to surprise me. All right, when we come back, speaking of Schultz, we'll do Fair or Foul, but first.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it's everybody's favorite. Do it every single week at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. This is Fair or Foul. Without further ado, we turn this over to our fantastic producer, hardest working man in the game, Jordan Schultz.
All right, guys, let's start off with a big bit of news that happened, yesterday in the world of baseball. That was Shohei Ohtani's first appearance on the mound in, what was it, like 600 some days? I saw
Shohei.
The exact number.
Shohei.
Shohei.
I think I've heard of him.
I think... A lot of people like him. He might lead the league in jersey sales right now. I don't know. But he only threw an inning, gave up a run, but the whole...
The overrated.
And the reason that it was kind of an odd set of circumstances, because of course he is a two-way player leading the league and designated hitting all-star voting for the National League, but having him out of the lineup while he rehabs as a pitcher would be detrimental to the Dodgers' situation. So they decided to just ramp him up in the same way, and instead of having him throw three or four innings for AAA, he will kind of ramp up and throw an inning, two innings, three innings here in the major leagues, which I think that's fine. I mean, giving up a run as an opener, but still throwing over 100 miles an hour, looking maybe not necessarily location-wise, but stuff-wise like the pitcher of old.
Average velocity 98 and change.
Jesus. Yeah, he's something else. But, of course, now with 2 years removed since his last performance on the mound in a Major League game, people are wondering, despite the stuff being there, will he be the same pitcher for the Dodgers that he was for the Angels? So, fair or foul, guys, going to throw maybe a sticky one in here. We don't care about wins, but, you know, trying to consider, like, how much time is left in the rest of the season. Fair or foul, Shohei Ohtani will have 10 or more quality starts in 2025.
Ooh.
Fair or foul?
Oh, I will take the foul on that super hard. I think the whole goal with Shohei Ohtani this year is give me three innings in Game 5 of the World Series.
Yeah, I am.
That's what I think it is.
I'm hitting this so foul that it goes through the netting, hits a little girl in the face. Much to Jordan Schultz's entertainment and enjoyment out of that.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
Let the record state that Jordan Schultz hates netting.
I do.
And wants to see little girls and little boys with traumatic brain injuries.
I do not. I want their parents to pay attention and not look at their phones.
Honestly, I will
say, it's not the player's fault. It's not the netting fault. It's their parents.
I will say that I saw in the Oregon State-Louisville game today a foul ball come screaming into the foul territory in the stands, and a dad jumped in front of his daughter and blocked that ball.
That is what you are supposed to do. Good job, Dad.
couple days after Father's Day.
I did see the
what a move.
I did see the famous one of the guy who catches the foul ball with his daughter in his hand slipping and his beer in the other hand. He manages to hold them all.
Got it all, baby.
That's impressive.
That is a good one. Yeah, this is foul. 10 quality starts. That's a lot, and he's barely out there on the mound.
Next year, hard over. Hard over next year.
I'm also going to say that...
But I mean, assuming Glasnow comes back, are you just trumping me over here?
No, I'm just throwing my hands out.
Assuming
to the side.
Glasnow, Snell,
you gotta do more of the elbows in.
Assuming Glasnow, Snell come back, Yamamoto, Roki, that's your rotation. If you can bring in Shohei in Game 2 of the NLDS to get you know, 4 outs or something. That's what he's ramping up for.
Which brings me to my next point. Is anybody concerned that, you know, the Dodger pitchers seem to have a trend of their arms falling off all the time and you're bringing Shohei back? I mean...
It's kind of weird.
What's up, Tony Gonsolin? There,
just ask Tony Gonsolin.
They are on record of having, like, the most arm injuries of everybody in the major leagues for their starting pitchers over the last couple of years now. Just saying.
Do you think it's a manager issue?
Well, when there's a...
Can we go back to this? Back to me hating Dave Roberts?
Well, when there's a trend like the one that is out of LA where they constantly have starting pitchers get injured, and I'm not just talking about this year. The numbers last year and
totally.
The year before
it,
that.
There is a study of it, for sure.
I'm just saying.
I'm not saying, but I'm just saying.
What you
got next over there, brother?
Let's go to the other big bit of news from Major League Baseball. Shocking over the weekend, Rafael Devers headed to the
San Francisco
Giants.
It really was shocking.
I mean, that was out of nowhere, man. What was that?
My phone buzzed, and I was like, what? I text Joe. I was like, is this made up?
The big trade in the NBA happened Sunday morning.
Yeah, Bane to Magic.
I can't remember where the Devers thing happened, but it was a big weekend for trades. But shocking nonetheless, of course, Rafael Devers, major issues in the clubhouse in Boston. His owner meeting with the owner did not go over well, refusing to switch positions after moving from third base to DH. And frankly, I like being a team guy, but like I kind of understand, at least from a certain perspective, you've done so much for the team. It's like, okay, now I don't really want to have to go back to changing my mindset playing defense again. I did what you wanted the first time. Well, he gone. But he may not have had issues leading up to this point in the Red Sox clubhouse, but big enough issues this year to force him to be traded. But guys, who knows what happens in San Francisco, fair or foul. We will hear of a Rafael Devers clubhouse issue by the end of this season in San Francisco.
I'm going to go foul on this. I think that now that he's out of Boston and him apparently wanting to do whatever's best for the team, I think that's going to change his mindset. Being on a winning team, having a culture change, a different front office.
A real manager, Bob Melvin.
I think that, and it's so annoying because it's just like, dude, you were literally just kind of being a bitch for this team, and now all of a sudden you're going to be like, yeah, dude, I'll do whatever you guys want. I'm a team player. Yeah. But I don't know, man. Change of scenery, just better mood, better vibes, better personalities to deal with. I don't think there's going to be any, and he doesn't need to be the leader. Like, that was what I was reading earlier, is that he's like, I don't want to be that, and he doesn't have to.
I'm with you on this, Joe, for different reasons. You know, being traded to the Giants, no matter where you come from, is a pretty rad deal. You go into a big market, historic franchise, a team that clearly always wants to win. They're never rebuilding, even though they clearly rebuild at times. That feels great. But the fact that you just got traded from the Boston Red Sox, who gave you $300 million, who won a World Series with you, the fact that you were traded from that team should be a wild and alarming wake-up call that something you are doing is not going well. And this is your get-out-of-jail-free card. And your get-out-of-jail-free card is to a contender from a large market. That would tell me, if I am Rafi Devers, which I am not, and I'm glad to not be, although I would take his paycheck, that would tell me, put up or shut up. That you have to change your approach in how you handle yourself as a major leaguer. I don't think there'll be issues. And if there are, he becomes untradeable. He already was borderline untradeable because of that contract. If he messes up in San Francisco, it's adios. And they'll cut him in 3 years.
And
just
eat,
the money.
Eat it all.
Yep.
How much does he have left? Like 240 something?
I believe his last year is 2032 or 33. I can't remember. But it's like 180 mil left.
They took a dive.
And that's why the Red Sox didn't get more. Because to get more prospects, to get the like the Giannis Hall or whatever you want to say.
They have a young first baseman.
To get that.
For the Giants,
to get that, you're going to have to eat some of that money. And the Giants said, no, we'll take it all. And that's why Boston probably pulled the trigger.
Right? I mean, yeah, wouldn't you? I'll take the money on and still
get out of that contract that you think is bad.
Well, and if I'm the Giants, like, I love this player that I'm getting, and I get to keep my top prospect, hell yes. Yeah, you're going for it all. All right, fair or foul, guys, let's move on to the Seattle Mariners. They're winning right now, anyways, over the Boston Red Sox, 8-0. Cal Raleigh kicking ass tonight. He's got 6 RBIs, matches a career high for a single game, including a grand salami marking his 27th home run of the year. But it's not about Cal. It's about the entire Mariners team.
Salami sounds good right now.
I would destroy a sandwich.
A good old peppered salami.
Absolutely destroy a sandwich right now.
Rye bread and mustard, baby. Rest in peace, Dave Niehaus. But the Mariners, back and forth, of course, have lost 9 of their last 13, sitting right now.
It ain't good, Bob.
No. At 36 and 35, they're
poor,
so checked
poor Schultz, he's just,
no. It's, no.
I'm sorry, just the way you said that was just very, just like, huh.
No, looking at this, I mean, they get swept by the Diamondbacks. They turn around and sweep your Guardians there, Patrick, so.
Can you go back, like, 2 weeks for me, maybe a week and a half.
Oh, yeah, no. Orioles swept them before that. They only
there
got one
go.
Win against the Angels.
Now we're talking. Let's go, O's.
The losing,
let's go, O's.
Losing 9 of 13 includes those losses to the Orioles, Joe. So congratulations to you, you jerk. Let's see here, though. So they have obviously turned around from being in first place by 3 games to now being second place behind the Houston Astros in the AL West by 4.5 games. We're talking 8-9 game swing, guys. Their run differential has gone kaput. And they ain't even winning 54% of games as it looks this season. I am amending my expectations.
Oh, boy.
I'm not sure that they're even going to get close to the playoffs, guys. Fair or foul, the Seattle Mariners will fail to go 500 in 2025.
Ooh, I'll go first on this. I'll say foul. I still think the bones of this team are really good. And I think they have a lot at play. I'd really have to dive in to see who's available, what it looks like at the deadline. But it's DePoto. He's always going to make trades. This team is an over 500 team. I actually still think this team will make the playoffs. Foul. Is that hot takey enough for you?
Honestly,
Caitlin Clark is wide.
Honestly, Patrick, I think that's one of your best takes of the summer.
Oh, thanks, dude.
You're really smart, man.
Gosh.
I think you've been in Chicago too long.
Not gonna finish 500.
No, this team's too good to not be 500.
Do we realize that they're only a game above the Rangers in the division?
I know. The swing that Schultze was talking about is not a good one.
Yeah, the Angels are
They've been really.
Oh my
bad,
God, but that's right.
Yeah, but Gilbert threw well yesterday.
He did, but there's
Kirby's
been talk.
Getting there.
There's been talk that they're bringing Gilbert back too soon, and that Tommy John surgery for him is imminent.
Oh, no, I think Tommy John is imminent for an old Bryce Miller. Old Bryce Miller has got TJ written all over
him. I'm telling you.
I think you're right.
It's about time to move Woo to Baltimore, too, I think.
The
for
hell
who,
are
Jax?
You talking about?
For Jax? You want Jackson Holiday for Brian Woo?
We got some prospects.
How about
sure
Adley? Can I
way.
Get Adley for Woo?
If they offered Adley Jackson
Woo and Gilbert
and Gunnar
Henderson.
I'll give you
Brian Woo for Adley Rutschman, Jackson Holiday, and Gunnar Henderson. Straight
that's
up. Is that good?
I'll give you an honest
and I'll
take.
Pay Woo's contract.
I'll give you an honest feeling.
Probably have to do that deal.
Because of the sentimental local and high school connection, I would never want the Orioles to trade Adley Rutschman.
No.
Under any circumstances.
No, he's your guy.
I don't care if
he's
sucks. No.
And the Mariners have Raleigh, so they wouldn't take that deal in the first place.
No, that is true. Yeah. No, you move Rutsch to first.
Nah, he's not good enough.
You need Rutschman behind the plate.
His value
at all
comes from his defense right now.
Yeah. I'm going to say foul. I'm going to say they're going to finish one game above 500.
So you agree they'll finish, but you're not outlook. Shake the Magic 8-Ball. Outlook not so good.
Bob.
$1.
And that won't make the playoffs at 82-80.
No, it won't. It won't. Not in the American League. Even though the American League's down, it won't.
Looking at the wild card right now.
Tampa 1.
Oh, my God. The Red Sox are above the Mariners right now in the wild card standings.
That'll go away.
They should make
quickly.
A big trade or something. Acquire some talent or something like that.
That'll go. A couple big league guys. Can I trade one big league guy for two big league guys?
Yeah, man. I'm going to say that the Blue Jays are still in it.
No, I'm out. I'm out on the Blue Jays.
Well, they're in now.
I'm out.
I'm going to say fair. They just barely finished above 500. Maybe like 54%.
54.6.
Yeah, something like that.
Is that it?
That
is fair or foul. Thank you, Schultz. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. When we come back, we'll put a bow on this bad boy and get out of here. This is the Hot Corner, Today the Fan. You know, I heard the boys earlier on primetime talking about things to do lists in places that you travel.
Like specific places that you travel?
Yeah, they were talking about like
the generic go-to list.
Yeah, they were like Googling, you know, what to do in Cincinnati.
Eat the chili?
And it was like, check out the United States Museum of Signs. And
wait, like?
Yeah, like dead serious. And like this cemetery and things like that. I'm at the point now, I'm going to Hawaii tomorrow, I'm going to be on Oahu, and I don't know what to do anymore.
You're kidding me, right?
No, I'm like, other than like chilling and drinking margaritas and being at the pool and kayaking in the ocean every morning.
Margaritas are not Hawaiian.
Like, so I don't think margaritas care where you are.
Mai Tai?
I'm pretty sure you could be in Tehran right now and a margarita would taste nice.
Maybe a Kona?
No.
I knew that would get you.
No.
You're like, hard pass.
But I don't know what to do in Hawaii.
Dude, do you not like to snorkel?
Well, yeah, but we've done all that.
Do it again.
Yeah, I guess.
Snorkeling is effing awesome.
Let's forget, like, you can do things again. It's like the restaurant. Have you been to this amazing restaurant? Yeah, I went once, like, 2 years ago. It was great, but I'm good.
One of the best experiences I ever had in Hawaii was being drunk and snorkeling, which is probably
a risky endeavor.
A safety risk. And then I like popped my head up and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so far out and it's almost dark. I should probably swim back. Hey, you're lucky I'm doing a show here with you today, all right? Because you almost lost me to the oceans.
Where are you staying on Oahu?
My father-in-law
okay.
has a place.
Like a Waikiki? Like where are you?
It's on the other side of Diamond Head
okay.
on the east side of the island.
I mean, you can go, if you haven't done, like, there's the aquarium, there's the zoo there in Waikiki.
Yeah, I've done that.
Okay, see, you've done literally everything.
Dude,
this is going to be the lamest trip I've ever been on in my entire life.
My life is so cool.
Let me tell you what, I've done everything there is to do out there.
Is it Kailua?
Yeah, that kind of area. Yeah.
That is where my family lived for 5 years. My immediate family, Papa Joe.
Papa Joe. Love me Joe Fish too.
My mom and my sister and two of my sisters were born on Oahu.
Wow.
And then they decided, you know what? Before we have this boy, this fourth child, Joe Fish.
Let's go back to Oregon.
Let's move back to Portland, Oregon. And I couldn't be happier
about
it. Do
you think your sisters are...
I am so happy.
Do you think your sisters are inherently cooler than you because they were born on an island?
Yes. Yes.
Suck as human beings, but they have that one up on you that you'll never be able to let go.
It's a cool, like, you know, if Hawaii comes up in a conversation with them, they could be like, I was born
on Oahu.
Really? And then that starts a whole conversation.
Oh, my God. If you're dating, if one of your sisters are dating and it's like... She says to me, where are you from, Patrick? I was like, I was born in Spokane, Washington.
You're like, oh,
and
okay.
I grew up in Vancouver in the Portland
Anyways,
area.
How about this weather?
how about you? And she's like, I was actually born in Honolulu. You're like,
what?
Oh,
what?
Really?
Really?
Tell me more.
Mele Kaliki, so like, Kaliki Maka.
Is your family Hawaiian? Tell me, how did your family get a start?
Yeah, I don't know if my sisters can claim.
And then the drinks come, and then I'm taking her home.
I don't think they can claim like anything Hawaiian.
No, they can't.
Yeah,
when did they move?
Like
two?
When they were like four,
yeah.
like 3-1 or yeah. 4-2.
Because
like,
you were about to be born and they said, yeah. Well, let's make sure we screw this kid up
yeah.
and get him to Oregon as fast as possible.
I do sometimes wonder, like, what if my family just stuck it out there and I was born and raised in Hawaii?
In Hawaii.
It would have been pretty cool.
Joe, you and I probably wouldn't cross paths here.
No.
You'd probably be some surfer douche.
I would be cool with that.
Chasing cats.
There's part of me that still wants to be a surfer douche, quite honestly.
I'll tell you what. I just finished White Lotus season 3.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be Patrick Schwarzenegger douche, but you get to live in that place.
I kind of want to live
like
through...
Like, which one can you do it?
I kind of want to live vicariously through my son and have him be uber bro douche.
Yeah.
Like, I want him to be in a frat. And just
and
be like,
just like go to the frat parties.
And then just also be like, dude, you're such a douche. I love it,
you're
though.
You're like setting your kid up for failure.
Yeah.
Just so you can live through that.
Dad, come down to UVO this weekend. It's Dad's weekend.
It's Omega Pi.
We're going to get trashed. Like, God, you are so dumb.
We're actually
dumb.
Doing a guest job with the Tri-Delt, so there are going to be girls everywhere, Dad.
Me, what Chandler, and Tyler are planning a trip to Shasta. You're coming with.
What happens in Eugene stays in Eugene.
Like, God, I hate you, but also I love you, too.
Except for he's like...
I'll be there.
Except for he's like, you know, Dad, what happens in Monmouth stays in Monmouth. Western Oregon for life, Dad.
That's too much douche. If he's doing that, like...
My kid's like, Dad, you gotta come. It's Wazoo Dad's weekend.
It's gonna be a rager at Willamette, Dad.
But in case you forgot, I'm at Wazoo Tri-Cities. I'm at Wazoo Vancouver. Yeah. I'm like, bro, I live by Wazoo Vancouver. You think I could, like, crash there? You think me and a couple buddies could, like, stay the night?
Mixer at PCC Sylvania campus. You're gonna be there, right?
In the parking lot.
Yeah. No, I very much want my son to be a kind of party douche, but also maybe even like finance bro.
Finance bro would be great.
Make some money.
Finance bro who's not creepy on girls would be awesome.
Oh, no. He'll be a gent.
Good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. If I hear someday that Joe 4 is not a gent, I'm going to be very upset about it.
He's on the right track, man. He is on the right track.
All right, that'll do it for us. We are off next week because of the Fan Golf Classic.
Hell
so I hope
yeah,
you all
dude.
Get out there and have a blast. I will not be there, and I'm super jealous. I know it's weird. I'll be in Hawaii.
Shut up.
I actually wish I was there.
Dude,
All-Star voting
stop.
Is due by next Thursday, so make sure you get that in. And we come back, we'll look at the future of baseball. I want to talk Dave Martinez and some other things we didn't get to today. For Joe Fisher, I'm Patrick Harris. That's Schultzy on the ones and twos. Go do something I would do.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.